afraid of radio wars.
You fucking, you niggas try to play the nigga, trying.
Who is this guy? Who is this?
Read that comment down there, Lance. Do you see it?
This guy here in Ellis sounds a lot better than Sanji.
This dude has ruined being Asian for dynasties. Forget about Star Trek. There's not going to be another Asian in space for generations.
He's a man with respect. He respects women 150%.
She's not even a real hoe.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. What the fuck were you pushing me to?
I want her front teeth that is cut with a slant. Like a 45 degree angle. How the fuck does that happen? It looks like someone cut it with a rotary tool.
Yeah, get Ian Ellis on the show. He follows us on, follows me on Twitter.
Spell it. Joe. I spell Booney.
He's a radishy cougar. And if he thinks I'm fake news, well, you know what? Come see what fake news is, because I'll teach you what fake news is, because we are real news. We're Kill the Fighting J. We are real human beings. And nobody disrespects me.
That means you're gay.
Make fun of my show all you want. Hey, I don't care. See, you're the joke, not me. You're the biggest joke on the face of this earth. You don't know what you're talking. You don't make sense. You can't even show your own face. Get the stupid mic. I don't need no mic. Do I need a mic to be on my show? No, I don't need a mic. I don't need nothing. I just need a camera. My sports show, that's it. You have a basement that is broken down. Holes in the wall. Welcome to the gaming channel. Give me a freaking break. I'm better than you 150%.
You address the question. Who addressed the question, you fucking bitch-ass chink stern? Seriously, who wants to watch Rice Stern?
You got me.
Are you fucking scheming?
Yes, Timmer worked really hard all day to put these shows together so that he can get 15-minute cam shows. Yep. Yes.
We got, like, guys that are just literally obsessed with Patrice O'Neal. I don't understand that.
I apologize. My name's Ian.
No,
let me introduce
you.
Myself.
I laughed at all of your jokes. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. I'm always good to people. Go fucking fuck yourself, dude.
What do you feel like I did to you?
Just go. Just don't talk to me. Not talk to me. Go away.
All right. Well, I apologize.
Well,
if
no,
make
I don't
feel bad.
Shit. Go fuck yourself.
I want to make amends.
No, you were horrible. You were horrible, and you humiliated me in front of a room of people that I care about and respect. So please go away.
I apologize.
No, you're not even any good.
Way.
So please go away.
Thank you.
No,
and I'm
no,
sorry.
Go fuck yourself. And fucking take your fucking shitty.
So this little fag, he goes, I don't like radio wars, and then he fucking does this shit.
What, you know, what better topic than Trash and Jammer Man?
Did he get like a better fucking mic or something? I don't know.
I think a gun is cheaper, and I'd rather blow my brains out. So that's
I'm kidding. That's my gimmick, right? Everything's got to be fucking perfect and nicey nice.
So riddle me this.
Well, that's what Sands, right? Says.
Exactly.
That's what fucking Kyle says.
Fucking Gale.
But this is also a guy.
His name's Gale.
That he has 2-for-1 meal coupons at fucking Burger King.
Yeah, I just had Burger King today.
Oh shit!
Streamed it, dude.
He like.
There was fucking content there too. The cop, the fucking
family for this.
The fucking cops were there. It was great.
Oh my God.
Some Mexican guy was freaking out, and like fucking three cops were there, fucking just talking to him the whole time.
Oh, man, in Boston, aren't all the white people cops?
No, dude, this fucking police department out here, man, there was a Pakistani cop, a lady cop, an Asian cop, and a couple other guys. I saw a black one. They were very diverse police department out here.
Your police department looks like the Burger King kids.
Yeah.
So what? Like,
well, I was the only white guy in the Burger King. Let's get that fact straight.
Those are all the people that Kyle didn't tell to apply to Burger King.
No, I almost asked for an application because it looks like the guy worked there that was having a problem with the police.
Oh shit!
So I was like, oh shit, a job opening. Fucking a motherfucking come up for me, man. I'm hurting right now.
Let's to be clear, he's not working for Burger King. He's going to be their resident white person to handle the police. It's always good to have a white representative that can handle your police issues.
Or just speaks English in general.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, honestly, white people can't work in fast food because they can't talk to the co-employees. Do you understand that?
What do you mean?
White people cannot work at fast food restaurants because they can't speak Spanish.
I see nothing but white people working at fucking... Actually, that's not true. What am I saying?
All right, go. Move to the city. Move to the city.
I like all my middle management because they call me Mr. E.
Yeah.
I don't know where they
Mr. Ian,
should I wash your dishes? Yes, yes, get back to work.
I used to work at a grocery store. I ran into a kid I worked with fucking 10 years ago, basically. He's still doing it. He's still at the grocery store. He's 35 years old.
Does he eat pennies?
No, he makes good money. They make good money at that store. The company gives people like $3,000 bonuses for Christmas.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, and the pay isn't bad. The management there makes like $60,000 a year. Plus like a $5,000 bonus.
Don't they all know that this is all for naught, and then, like, we're gonna run out of food pretty fucking soon, and...
Well, they always run out of food. That's their job. Their job's to put things back onto the shelf and order more stuff from the warehouse. It's a pathetic occupation, but it pays well, I guess.
Are you saying that grocery stores are the only thing holding off the apocalypse? If we just close down a couple of these Albertsons and Jewels, they'll fucking...
Yeah, like, I think the bigger ones should go down. Like, that, the grocery store I'm referring to is like, they're a small chain. They got about 60 stores. They're growing every year, but they take care of the employees pretty good.
It's all Monsanto and Flat Earth. It's all fucking bullshit anyway, so.
Sure, sure.
Chemical-filled and gluten-free, that's how we like it.
Yeah. Like, why do that when you can just get Burger King 2-for-1 coupons? That's what
right,
I said.
Right, yeah, fuck a grocery store. Feed your kids pizza every night.
Yo, that sounds dope.
Fucking McNuggets and fries.
McNuggets, yeah, they don't like burgers for some reason. Anything with actual, like, meat and protein.
Yeah, no.
Just a dried up piece of chicken that's maybe, you know.
In the Sands Entertainment household, everybody likes Little Caesars.
Yeah, Little Caesars pre-made pizzas. What about 7-Eleven? 7-Eleven's got ready-made pizza, too.
Well, no, but Little Caesars is staple food of the Sands Rage Hour.
The Rage Hour.
Yeah, that's what the $400 for.
What is that?
It's rice to his family.
Exactly. It's the staple food. The Sands Rage household was built on a foundation of Caesar's authority.
It was also,
like cabbage to fucking Russians.
Potatoes to the Irish.
Exactly.
And Little Caesars to the Kyles. He's a pizza monkey.
Is he doing anything different tonight, or is it the same stream?
It's the same.
He's promoting me.
Yeah. He's promoting you. He's moving on to me, right? Soon, I hope.
Well, the very first thing, within 2 minutes of him starting a show, I managed to call in and just go, hey, we gotta get the day started, all right? Shout-outs, you know, shout-outs. Tony shouts on Bleach, and then he hung up on me. Fuck him. Hmm.
And then he was dodging puppy questions, and apparently he hates white people and Samoans. But he's a super racist dude.
I wonder what his relationship's like with his white mother. Can we figure that out? Is she still alive? Is she, you know... Was it a form of rape that incepted him, or what? I need to know.
We don't know about that, but what we do know about is we now know why he got kicked out of the Navy.
Oh, shit! This is big news. Tell me all about it. Start from the beginning.
He got kicked out of the Navy because he punched some Samoan bitch in the face.
Oh, shit. he wasn't fucking a big fat Samoan?
Magic shells.
Yeah, that's what we were told. That he got kicked out of the Navy because he punched some Samoan bitch in the face who was like a civilian or something.
Jesus.
He was fighting her over biscuits and $5 hot and ready's.
Yeah, this was in
He's like, I gotta feed these kids.
Yeah, he was probably on, like, some sort of leave, you know, like R&R time. And he was wearing his dumb uniform, trying to get pussy.
This was in Pearl Harbor, yeah. It was at the naval base in Pearl Harbor.
Too bad it wasn't 1945.
They were fighting over the last Little Caesars Hot and Ready at the base. Little Caesars at the base. Then he punched that bitch in the face.
He pistol whipped her. It wasn't just open hand.
Oh, he pistol whipped her.
Damn.
Yeah. He pistol whipped her.
We need record of this, then.
He took a fucking M16 from the armory, and he beat the fuck out of this bitch with the butt of his gun.
He bought it off some dude named Ebon.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah.
Ebon. Hey, let me ask you a question, Matt.
What's up?
So yesterday, Jimmernam was trying to give away free cams. Free cam sessions. He had three to give away.
Yeah, he's promoting it. He was promoting it the other day. He was making a list, checking it twice, you know, fucking getting names of people.
Right.
It was a free entry thing. It was a raffle for free.
He had to take his own name off the list and still couldn't get 10 people.
So he...
Now tell
him... Dude, I'm telling you, the guy has a fucking just as much people watching him as I do.
I was right.
So here's the thing. If 50 people are watching, how can you not get 10 people to sign up? If your whole hook is these scuff cam girls, how can you not get 10? Are they so broke down, 10 people don't want to watch these ugly whores take their clothes off?
No. Why would you?
No, they like to see.
Here's the thing. You can go on those sites, and you can see hot chicks. Why would you want free fucking the damaged fruit cart of fucking bitches?
Well, the upper echelon over there is what? Tara's bum, right? She's the decent looking one.
I have no idea. The only one I've ever seen.
She's the cute one with the gap in her teeth.
Oh, what's the one that talks like this? Cause that's from Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. You're cutting me off.
I don't know who that one is.
Well, there. Okay, look at this. I'm on fucking StreamMate right now. I'm just looking at all the girls, and none of them are scuffed up looking.
No, they shouldn't be.
There's not a single. And this is, I mean, maybe because it's the first. I'll go to the second page. This is out of the top 100.
Okay,
we'll go. No, none of them are scuffed up looking. Why would I?
You're missing the real point here, is that we can expose him for buying bots. Those aren't real people in his chat. He's spending 8 to 9 hours a day in front of a camera for three people.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but Mark Bliss's tits count at least four people by themselves.
Yeah, his tits count for at least two.
I want to see a picture of that guy's fucking tits. That's what I want. Because he's
not. We need Mark Bliss on a cam.
No, he will never show up. Those guys.
I will pay Mark Bliss the $100 to tit fuck a dildo live on camera. There you go. You want to make it, Mark? You want to get paid to do your comedy? $100! Cash.
You know, Jammerman hasn't been fucked in 3 years, so we might be able to arrange this tit fucking. We might be able to get that little Asian sausage on that chest.
I don't like Jammerwan because he fucking. First off, he puts up videos talking about how great it is being a beta male. I mean, I own it. I own it. So you disrespect women? That's your MO? You put down women? Huh?
Good.
Yeah, and then...
I like to guilt trip women into giving me pussy.
Yeah, he stop trying to backdoor your yeah,
no, this motherfucker gets friend-zoned.
He thinks. See, Matt,
yeah, well, here's how pathetic
that's
he is.
Where you're wrong,
he doesn't even get friend zones. He gets business contacted.
Oh,
wouldn't be friends with him if he didn't have some kind of show.
He gets fucking free cam zone. That's the fuck he gets. I bet you this.
He probably sits there with some chopsticks jacking his little tiny dick off.
I bet you they don't even give him, like, free actual sex shows. They just let him stay in their free chat portion. And don't kick him out. That's what I bet.
Yeah,
he doesn't even get to see the pussy. He only gets to stay in the live chat and not get kicked out.
He gets to turn on the Discord. That's all he gets to do.
Oh, yeah.
I love that his retarded co-host is already trying to bang one of the cam girls before him. The retard has more game than Jammernam.
Yeah, he's alpha-ing.
Who is the retard? I know he's got a couple retards.
There's two retards. There's ASMR guy, I believe, who's that guy with the messed up eye that they bully. And then there's this kid, Billiam, who they call... It's William, but they call him Billiam for some reason. And he's a regular... Oh, he's called Howard Stern two times. And that's his claim to fame on the show.
I like Billiam. I like Billiam.
Yeah, well, you know. You gotta like some
so
of
you
the
like
guys.
To put down retards? You like to put down retards? It's your M.O.?
That's what he does, though.
So, he also had a great call the other day where somebody was like, have you ever called Stern? And he was like, no, no, I haven't done that. Like,
are yeah, you I heard that.
Stern? No, 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 I don't think he knows about us. Can I shut the fuck up before we get canceled?
Can we sue him? Can we send this shit to Howard Stern and get him sued for trademark infringement, please? I'm serious. Stern would sue him in a second.
He's going to sue the cams off him?
Oh, fuck. I hope he sues him and takes away his cams and his retards.
He's going to have one of those things where he's not allowed to touch a computer for 10 years like a fucking pedo.
He's sued, and he loses his cams, his retards, and he loses his bot. So it's him with
his bot.
People.
That's you know, those bots aren't cheap, man. The ones that actually work.
That's what I'm saying. He could buy a pussy for like a quarter of the price.
There's a couple things
it all on fake people.
That I'm gonna really take on head on is his view numbers that are deceptive. A lot of deception with this guy. He's lying to his audience. He's a facade, oh, yeah. And we're gonna break down the false front and show you exactly the frame of Jimmernam.
The false flag operation.
I caught him in a couple lies. Yeah, one lie is, like, when I was talking to him, he started apologizing. He was like, I'm sorry, man. I've only been doing this 7 months. You know, I'll plug your shit. I'm
I thought it was three.
And then the next day, his whore was calling into another show to say that he smashed me. That didn't happen.
No.
Yeah, what the fuck is...
A lot of things never happen.
What is he doing to these fucking girls? These beaten-down, busted women are so defeated mentally. That they think he's amazing. But he ain't shit.
He couldn't even get American cam girls. He's got Canadian pussy on there.
Oh, shit.
He probably guilted her into it because Canadians are too nice.
So these women have never even seen men.
He's not a real man, though. I'm a
exactly. They're all, you know, imagine being in China and never seeing an American before. It's kind of crazy, right? Or a black guy. You know? How scary would that be for you for the first time?
I don't understand why... Like, they could go on a real show. If they wanted to get exposure, they could go on a real show. But we like being here because we like Howard Stern. You go on Howard Stern.
I just... The guy doesn't stream unless he has, like, 10 people with him.
It's and a party now.
He did a stream today, I believe. And there were two guys that chatted during it. Two guys!
How many bots?
Nobody. No bots. I don't think he turned his bot on for that.
What? He didn't turn his bot. The problem is those two guys are moderators.
We gotta...
The guy has about 6 people that talk. He has about 27 moderators and another 96 bots.
Hmm.
Shit.
I want to see if some of these are legit. The show
you
is
know
ridiculous.
It's not because the audience engagement isn't there. That's how you know he's full of shit.
ASMR guy, you like to put down women? That's his fucking problem. Is he goes after anyone that calls into his show and questions him on anything, which would be fine if you had a lot of fucking callers. Opie and Anthony can do that because they had a lot of callers. They had a lot of people listening.
Right.
He has no one listening. Outside the bots. And I'm sure the bots call in sometimes just to fuck with them because they hate their job. I would. If I was a computer and I had to fucking listen to that guy, I would hate my job. I would fucking start trying to download viruses to my hard drive and short-circuit myself.
He's so bad that... He's so bad Suri tried to commit suicide.
Yeah. He's fucking shit. He's terrible, and then you like to say the N-word, you like to say Rice Stern? Yeah, you know what I do? I do, actually. Yeah. I enjoy it.
He tried to expose me for doing that, calling his show, just saying the N-word to piss him, to scare him, basically. That's all it was. It was just like, people do that to this show all the time. You know, they call in, they say the N-word, and it's like, oh, what am I going to get banned?
Yeah, it wasn't you saying it, so who cares? What would it matter?
No ban.
So I also heard that he's losing one of his co-hosts. There was like some kind of offer on there.
Oh, just like he lost just his buying. Dog. Oh, shit, the co-host ran away.
The dog ran away, now the co-host. Yeah, that's Hanzi, right? Hanzi totally fucked him over.
Uh-huh. His dog ran away, his wife left him, his co-host is leaving him.
Can't see his kids.
Uh-huh. Isn't it going to be great when he fucking kills himself?
Oh, man.
Well, in a few years, he'll be able to see his kid on the cam show.
Oh, shit, yeah, Jim, that's what's going to have to happen, because he ain't going to have no money. He's going to run out of Patreon support.
He did some pretty sick shit last night, too. He was streaming Howard Stern's daughter and what she's up to right now. And he's like, if I locked eyes with her, sorry, I'd have to take my sunglasses off. But if I locked eyes with her, he was basically waxing fantastic that he could possibly even be in the vicinity of Howard Stern's daughter, let alone in some sort of sexual relationship with her.
Ew!
Yes, he made a fucking 16-minute video about that yesterday.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No,
he fucking did.
Jim and I wouldn't do that.
Manager, he was like, if I could get him to look into my cold, dead, squinty eyes, I would seduce her.
I seduce her into a sexy type of life. Why?
Sucky fucky long time.
So his whole thing is just like knowing her is enough for him to like come? Like, what? That's the... Oh, ew! Oh, I'm just thinking of him now. It's fucking disgusting.
He would weasel his way into a relationship just to meet her dad. That's how fucking pathetic and gross he is.
Oh, my God.
But he's also a pushing 40. He has no fucking business talking to, like, a younger girl. They're not going to like him. He's a fake... He's a fake greasy biker.
Can we organize a hit on him, please?
No. Let's,
No, I just... he's so
that's a little crazy.
He needs to be killed, though. Like, he's just...
So let's start with the show.
But I need him to... I just imagine if I could be with Howard's daughter, so Howard can... See, he wants some weird fucking three-way thing, what I think, where he watches, like, Howard fuck his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's
I don't think he's even into girls. I think he's got like a weird dad thing with Howard where he just wants to please Poppy and that's his way of getting in.
He claims he doesn't listen to Howard anymore, too.
That's a fucking lie.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
I've never listened to Howard outside of the shit that Artie Lang was on. And I'm trying to think. I think that's it. I don't think I've ever listened to Howard Stern except when Artie Lang was on. Like, I only have looked at shows where Artie was on. I wouldn't listen to Howard. I really wouldn't. I couldn't tell you one thing Howard's done that didn't involve Artie Lang. I'm really trying to think here. Oh, no, you know what? That's not true. I did listen to one time that Patrice O'Neill called in, and I think that was it.
This is funny. This guy, Super Saiyan God Blue, which is ironic that he has a guy named Saiyan in his chat all the time. He wrote, good show, bro. So you got a crush on her, huh? Well, I can see it now. Ashley Jade Nam. Yeah, it has a good ring to it. But you got to get an annulment from that senior citizen you are involved with first before you can pursue something else, right? So he's fucking some old lady or something?
He's, like, running out of women to disappoint. He's innovating the disappointing women game.
guys, it needs to be said. Okay, I'm just going to say it. That's not his case. That's not his kid. It's not Jim Ram's kid.
It is a little too big and black to be his.
He might have assumed responsibility. He might have adopted this fucking kid, or it was like, you know, maybe his brother or his sister is like a fucking crackhead, so you know what I mean? He, you know, took what it was called. You know.
Anyone that identifies it, I'm going to say 100% he got cucked.
Yeah, I mean, he fucking absolutely, this was some weird type of, you know, now he has dominion over this kid, so he feels it's his own son or whatever the fuck it is.
Yo, he probably traded parenting for free camps. Like, that's how he first got on camps, was raising somebody else's kids.
That's Jessica Jade's fucking kid. That's what it is.
And making baby clothes for it.
Understand. She's got to do cam work because she's a good mother. Who said that's a good mother? Like, I guess providing for your child is good.
Imagine all the ridicule the kid gets when it's leaked to his classmates that the mom's a whore on the internet.
Oh yeah, man! I'm gonna find out where that kid goes to school. And I'm gonna send a tape to the teacher. I'm gonna call it like educational, you know, 2+2 videos, whatever the fuck.
How about, don't let this happen to you.
I want to find out if that birthing video is on Pornhub now.
Like, this is why you stay in school, kids, so you don't have to fucking shake your fucking cellulite-ridden ass at 45 years old.
So you don't have to hang out with some sleazy, jammer-nam, half-a-worm human being on the internet all night.
You know what? I don't even really care about the whole, like, I could give a fuck if she, like, go ahead, you want to sell your cunt on eBay? Do it. Go nuts, do it. It's the fact that you're promoting yourself on the Jammer Man show.
Well, it's also, like, we're streamers, pretty much. We stream, we do the same thing cam girls do, except we're not showing our fucking dicks and whatever we else have, you know what I mean? We don't rely on that. We rely on talking and doing content, fucking having fun.
Kyle said that he wishes he had cam girls, so I just want to say to Jessica and Kitty and...
Oh yeah, he was on there defending him last night, huh?
No, I want to say to all these lovely ladies, you should jump ship and go over to Saiyan's Rage, because then you'll at least have real people watching you.
That's true. That is true. He has actual people in there. Except Richie Ross.
And his show is sponsored by fucking Little Caesars. So,
and Ian Ellis. You might be able to get some free pizza and feed your kids.
Yeah, he's doing it, right? He's doing it. That's what kills me about fucking Saiyan's Rage. Is he feeds his kids Little Caesars, but the fucking Whoppers and fries are for himself. He's keeping the good shit. He's keeping the good shit.
I got a feeling he's been pawning those ceiling tiles for pizza money. Every ceiling tile up there is a pepperoni pizza that kept his family from starving.
I think he's renting out that fucking washing machine and dryer to his neighbors.
I want to know, who's using that shit? I honestly want to know. Who's the other people in that commune or whatever he lives in that are going down there and using his laundry machine when supposedly, you know, he lives in this house?
It's not a commune. That's called his wife's family. He probably lives with his mother-in-law.
Oh, shit.
Okay, but here's
the thing. He's online way too much to be raising those kids. It can't just be just her.
He might as well do what I did today. Stream fucking 12 hours.
But there are three machines back there. I've seen three, which means normally, you know, you'd have a washer and dryer, so there's another one. I think this could just be a fucking laundromat. Why would he have three?
His night job is security guard at a laundromat, and he just streams while he's there watching the dryers.
And it's a shitty laundromat.
Every time he leaves for a minute, it's because he's got to go make change for someone on the other side of the store.
Yeah, he uses a 7-Eleven across the street for fucking change.
Alright, man, here's your quarters. I gotta get back to my program.
They couldn't afford a fucking change machine in the laundry room.
He's got one of those belts with the fucking the quarters. He splits it down. I got, oh, you got a 20? Shit, I gotta get my other belt. Keep talking.
Yeah, Patrice used to say, I remember Patrice, they were like, why do welfare people treat their house like shit? And he was like, because they don't own that shit. They don't give no fucks.
Yeah, they rent.
So the fact that he's pissing on the floor means that's like welfare-ass horseshit.
Yeah, and someone defended him. They go, oh, he has a drain on the floor. And I really? A drain in a fucking colonial building? Like some fucking probably three-story, like, townhouse or some sort of fucking... It's a duplex. It has to be something like that. They don't have fucking drains in the basement floor.
Wait. Hang on a second.
It's cement. It's the actual ground.
Just hang on a second. They're going. He's got a drain on the floor, so, like, therefore, he's living in a good place? What the fuck? I've never heard of that. Oh, shit.
Yeah, man, I got one of them fancy plates. I got a fancy place you can just piss on the floor and everything. You ain't even got to clean that shit up. He's like a feral.
He's an cat. Animal.
That's the level of living he's at.
I'll tell you something. Three apartments ago, or was it four? Might have been four. Anyway, three or four, whatever it was. You know, I knew I was moving out in a week, and I didn't give a fuck. And I had this really bad stomach pain, and I rolled over on my side because I was like, ah, I thought it was a big fart. I had liquid shit all over the carpet.
Oh, man.
I just left it because I don't give a fuck. And then I moved out. I would never do that in a house that I fucking own.
No way.
In the fucking ghetto version of the Fran Drescher shit.
And I would never do that in a house just because it had a fucking drain on the floor. He thinks because he has a drain on the floor that, oh, wow, like that just means you can go anywhere. Think about it. If he has a drain in the floor, that means probably the whole room is tilted toward the center of the drain. So really, he can piss from anywhere on that floor, and it's just going to go into the drain. Who gives a shit?
I can't believe he's not even house trained. Like, the basement is probably where he lives. That's his living quarters.
He can piss on the stairs and into the front down.
Yeah, I would have went in at least, like, the corner, somewhere fucking where I don't sit and stream for at least 3 hours a day.
Oh, where, he streams. He streams right on the floor.
That tape got taken down. Does anyone have it?
What?
The Saiyan's Rage pissing tape.
Yeah, I have it on my channel.
Oh, shit! Yo, can we play that?
I just got the short version.
That's fine. We don't, I mean...
Where it's just him actually pissing, and then the long pause where he goes away and then comes back.
Yeah, I just want to hear it.
I would have left that whole thing in there. If he was gone for 30 minutes, I would have left it on.
I was trying to figure out how he was, like, taking a drink and getting his pecker out all at the same time. We gotta be working with a micro penis here. He just pushed the tip over and he was ready to go.
You think he's got a
Jammer-Nam
cock?
What, a 3-millimeter
penis? I think Jammer-Nam might be his penis. I think that might be what it is. His penis has another stream called Jammer-Nam.
Yeah, we never see Jammer-Nam and Saiyan streaming at the same time anymore.
Holy shit.
That's a valid fucking conspiracy. Listen to his fat wife's hooves.
Yeah, what is fucking upstairs? Because, like, there's a stampede of elephants going on upstairs all the time. It's fucking unbelievable.
You hear all those kids? You hear those kids running wild for lack of a father figure?
Lack of food? They're starving.
They're fighting over the little Caesar.
They have no fucking nutrition in their life. They probably drink soda all day, too, so they're fucking hyped up at 9 p.m.
He probably makes them fight the little Caesars. Like, they have, like, a little...
He has a hunger game.
They have a chicken wire octagon up there, and they... That's what he's going upstairs for. He's going upstairs for just to put the new bit of pizza in the middle, like a hot plate. Like, one of his wife comes in, and then they look at the pizza. You know, like a cockfight goes, like, how like, two butchers, right? But in the middle, they'll have, like, a chicken, and they're like, oh, look at this, guys. See, this is some good chicken pussy right here, huh? And then they make the two roosters fuck. They probably have to eat some of the guys.
Yeah.
Look. All right? And then they're fucking fight.
That's why the kid's always crying. This fucking one of them lost.
Yeah, well, because they leave the piece of pizza in the middle of the ring, and then they literally have to fucking bite the other person's face off just to get a bit of. See, that's the thing. The smart kids know that it's better to just bite the fuck out of the other kid and kill them, because then you get to eat some of the other kid and the pizza.
I'm willing to bet his kids are the ones that keep taking down the channel, because they're like, will you please come love me and spend time with me?
Oh, they're gonna be like Robin Quivers when they get older.
He could make more money just putting a stream up of the kids fighting, and just, like, because fucking cockfighting is a huge sport still. Like, on the internet, like, he could just do bets, like, what kid do you think is gonna fucking win? He could make a lot more money running it. You know, an illegal blood sport.
Yeah, give them some steroids, too. Fuck it.
Yeah, absolutely. Roid them up. I can have Jim and Am come in the retard, and they can be like the ring announcer.
Yeah, I'd be willing to throw 5 cam coins in there to have Jimmerman fight his kids.
Oh,
to
the yo, the cam girls can be the ring girls.
Oh, man, they're not even... His cam girls aren't even good enough for chatterbait, either. They don't got the thing hanging out of their pussy. You know, and it vibrates when you tip.
We're not going to have hot model ring girls for this. Like, we're going to have... This is going to be... I mean, they're fighting for fucking Little Caesars Hot and Ready's. So, I mean, we're not going to have...
Wait. If Jammer Man is 40, does that mean he dyes his man bun to keep it black?
Yes.
Because he should have the hair of a spooky witch at this point.
Nah, Korean guys keep their hair pretty black for a while, I guess.
Oh, he's Korean? I didn't know that.
He's definitely Korean, but he has no Korean roots. Because you know how I mocked him in Korean on his intro?
I didn't know that.
He comes on and talks like some Japanese fucking dojo master. I'll play the clip. I got the clip right here. Shit, you guys are prepping me for the beating next this Saturday coming up.
I'm Breachside. Very good. Sure, I have no beef. No cut beef.
I like you. I like you a lot.
What is the beating coming up?
Saturday.
Are you worried Jammer Nam's gonna attack?
No, I have stuff repaired. I don't know. I didn't expect you guys to be doing this tonight.
Just going so deep. In, we bring the samurai fighting spirit, Bushido, to show. Hi.
Hero! Roko!
I
get the clip here.
Stands rage. Goku-san. Very good fight.
Oh, he's got a 5-minute-long intro, too, now. Listen to this.
Hi.
Yeah, just give us 10 seconds.
Yeah, this is just the part where he acts Asian. Listen to this.
Is that, like, fake Native American horse shit?
Hey, now. Hello, hello.
Okay, so he really is doing a right stuff.
Welcome to this is now a party.
I should put an exclamation point after that.
Fuck. Oh my. Hey, boner. Tickle my tits, Brad. Oh, he has all these fucking catchphrases, too. It's really... Every show... Tickle my tits.
He's
got tits, really? He's proud of that?
Welcome to the wrestling show.
That wasn't the actual one, though, that I wanted to play.
It doesn't matter. He's a fucking... That's the thing. So it's a statement of fact. You are doing a wrestling show. Hi, wrestling show number one. Great show for American radio listeners. Hi. Straight from Saitama Prefecture.
So, right. What state is he in that he can't get laid?
California. He used to live in L.A., dude. He should have been getting laid at least once a week if he was fucking out there,
Saitama
man.
Saitama Prefecture.
You know how many slutty fucking women live out there that don't get... Especially hookers, dude. You're doing a show, you get these donations, spend some money on a hooker. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, like
3 years with no fucking... No coochie whatsoever for 3 years, dude. You have to be, like, sick in the head by now watching gay porn. If you're not even interested in getting laid.
What about the geisha girls?
I don't know what those are. Explain.
Those are the painted-up Japanese bitches with
the blank face.
The
kabuki makeup.
Yes. Hey! Great! We come to be...
They don't have those in Korea, though. He's Korean, but he's not Korean.
Oh, hey! We come to be servants for ice, then. We perform bukkake on Raistan. Hi.
Very fun.
Raistan is number one American broadcaster. Hi, broadcaster. I fucking hate him. I really do.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if we ever... I mean, I would be so down to just, you know, run up in his building and light it on fire.
Jesus. These videos, though, are brutal. These Howard Stern updates he does. He's got a Matt Lauer dumps boyfriend. Howard Stern dumps boyfriend Matt Lauer. 155 views a week ago. This man has 1.6K subscribers. So he either bought subscribers or no one's watching his shit. What is it?
Well, you know, the robots, they can't watch the videos.
Exactly! They're just there. They're a number on the top of your screen. It's just like Sanzi, every time he gets a new channel, it's still 40 people watching him. That's it.
You know what Geminem has? He has...
All right, hey, I gotta get off this Skype, but I'm gonna try and call in. So if you hear, if somebody's calling, that's me.
All right, I'll turn that on too, I guess.
No, I was going to say, you know what Geminem really fucking has? He has, you know the perpetual motion bird? You know the bird that drinks the water and just up and down? It's just hitting refresh fucking page watching all his videos? That's what the fuck he has. Because this doesn't have real viewers, and he doesn't have real views. It's the only way.
Right. I don't know why he doesn't turn his ViewBot on during these daytime streams he does for 15 minutes that he's doing a shoot for a YouTube video. Have you heard of people doing this too, by the way? He just streams a video real quick. Like, he'll do a quick Corey Feldman stabbed in attempted murder? Question mark. It's a 20 minute long video, but he shoots it live.
So what, like there's an actual, like a news clip and then he just plays it?
No, he just has a stupid clickbaity picture of Corey Feldman and some chick. And then he does his stupid intro. He comes on.
Are you ready?
33 seconds into this video. What the fuck? A minute in. He's doing his stupid pre-show LeBron James thing.
All right. Hello. Hello, hello.
That's ripped off from LeBron James, too. What the fuck is wrong with
you? I don't understand, though. Why would I go to him to get the fucking news?
I don't know.
Like, you could just get the news. Like, you don't even need to go get the news. People just tell you, you just type in.
I know what he wants. He wants people to watch him. So he's baiting them in. He's following the Sanzi Rage formula of let's make videos pandering to a certain type of audience. They'll subscribe and then I'll trick them. I'll turn the tide on them. I'll start doing my own content. And they're just going to live with it.
Yeah, but the difference being, Sans Rage actually does his own show. Like, Sans Rage does his own show, and it's shitty, but that's why people like it, because it's so terrible.
His show's a Google Hangout.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
He's literally a video game streamer that doesn't play video games. That's what a video game streamer does. They sit there and do nothing, play a video game, and comment on the chat. That's it.
Yeah, but
it's fucking easy.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, if you look at Fenway Park, okay? It's a shitty ballpark.
It's the worst. It's the worst ballpark to go to for a game. It's expensive. The seats all suck. You know, it's overcrowded.
When I went there once when I was a kid, I think it was like 2003. Like I had a wood seat and it was broken, so I just stand the whole fucking game. Which is fine. I didn't give a fuck.
It was also built in fucking 1912, dude. They should have bulldozed that thing in the 50s.
No, I know. But I'm saying it has a charm to it because it is so shit. Whereas Jim Ram's trying to be good and try to be Howard Stern, but he can't. There's no reason to go there. That's why I go say his race is a better show, because he's doing it in a fucking laundromat in the basement of a crack house.
And not that's in the living room of some apartment that's worth $600 a month.
Yeah, it's not fucking, hey, look at me, I got a green screen. Oh, you like to put down women? That's like fucking, I hate Jim Renan. I really hope his fucking house burns down, and at least burn down his green screen in his fake fucking studio. That's what I hope. What about those retards that he fucking makes fun of? Why can't they burn down his house?
I wonder when they're going to have a meetup.
Yeah, what is he doing? Are they going on like some cruise or some bullshit?
I don't know. But they should do a meetup or something. Should get them all in a room together.
The Jim Renan cruise is just going to be them on a fishing boat going around, like, the harbor. And he'll call it a cruise, and they'll have the cam girls on stream. Because, I mean, outside of Jessica J, none of them are ever going to get near him. Especially with that. I can't believe the one thing that set them all off was their teeth. I can't fucking believe that.
It's the most obvious thing. That's why. A lot of people, man, they're insecure. And they get up there, and as soon as you face the elephant in the room, they freak out. They don't know what to say. Because it's like, well, I've been finally confronted after all these months of getting away with it. What the fuck? What did I do?
They discussed my teeth. Oh, they must be pieces of shit. The fuck is wrong with them?
Well, it's like, I'm not going to jerk off to a girl that looks like you on a camera when I can just turn on some fucking good porn on a website. It's easy. Get it on my phone. I don't have to spend anything.
We could get Jessica Jade some meth, right? It's all nice and methed out. Now, I have a rotary tool. I have a pretty good one. I'll just cut all those teeth even so it looks like she has little ass dolphin teeth. Then they're nice and even, you know, and you have cute little teeth. Who the fuck says, oh, Jessica Jade has cute teeth because one of them, you know, again, is cut at a fucking, a 60 degree angle? Like, who the fuck would say that? I think her teeth look cute. Why? Because she has them and you don't? Is that why? It's a terrible show.
Well, there's nothing to it. You know, it's a nighttime hang. That's what they do. So it's always the same shit.
It's a party.
20 minutes later.
Yeah, follow at Unbleach TV on Twitter. You can get the unknown caller. I wonder who this can be. Hey, who's this?
Hey there.
Hey now.
I just watched your YouTube channel. What are you guys chatting about? Because it's pretty cool. I mean,
pretty cool, yeah.
I don't know. What are you guys talking about, though? Because it's really cool.
Thanks, man. Well, watch. You know, I mean, rewind back like 30 minutes. I'm not going to sit here and explain what I do here to you. It's pretty self-explanatory.
I know, but it's pretty cool because, like, you're doing, like, the long stream and stuff, and, like, not a lot of YouTubers do that. So props to you, bro. I mean, shit. I mean, like, that, I mean, I don't know, man.
15 hours,
cool,
man.
That I ran across your channel, you know?
Yeah, this is what I'm kind of doing, too. I'm trying to just do outreach. Get people on the ship.
So yeah.
I appreciate
you. Do you have, like, a schedule or something that you come on, bro? I mean, like,
well, I do a weekly podcast that you could check out. 9 p.m. every week right here on this channel. And I do sporadic streams throughout the week.
What day like during the week that you.
You know what you can do since YouTube is so fun to use and awesome. There's a bell right next to my subscribe button. You just hit the notifications twice.
Shut up, you dumbass! You're such a fucking idiot. You stupid. You're a dumb dumb.
Wow, you? Listen to Jimmer calling in, pretending to be someone else.
You gotta hang up like a little bitch that you are.
He finally called in. Jim, say it. Say it. Bye forever. Forever. Jimmer. Jimmer, bye forever.
Yeah. Guess who is the king, bitch? Me, motherfucker. Yeah. Are you going to hang up on me now? Is you a little pussy?
How many Klonopin did you take to make this call?
You're such a little pussy, huh?
How many Klonopin does it take to pick up the phone? How many glasses of wine does it take to call me?
My bitch. You are my bitch.
Hey, if that's what you want to think.
You know what? Your brother.
Ooh.
Sorry for him because he was the wrong brother to die.
Yeah, we heard that already, you drunk idiot.
Ian Ellis. I am Ian Ellis. You think I'm Jimmer now, but I'm actually Ian Ellis. I turn my back on you, bro. Yeah, that's right, man. It's Ian Ellis.
Guys, he is fully gone. He is fucking...
I am the king, man.
We annihilated him tonight. He's got nothing.
Comic alive with balding fucking hair. I'm the greatest of all, and I have taken over your show. I own it. I own everything. I own your Fortnite. Yeah, I know it's free, though, but I own it. Somehow
oh shit! My PlayStation's about to reset.
My fucking comedy. I'm gonna be the next Rodney Dangerfield. I'm gonna be the next king.
Dude, he's lost it.
That's what I'm gonna be. Hey now, yeah. Hey yo, I'm Jimmer now. Oh yeah. Oh, king of lost social media. Oh, I hate that son of a bitch. He's a cake cook.
Dude, that's
he's
you.
Oh yeah, but you unleashed. Are the greatest of all time.
Thank you.
I'm, tell you something, man.
I'm actually the boat. I'm the best of all time. I'm the boat. I'm the boat. I'm the best of all time. Stop it.
Oh, yeah, baby. What was your brother's name, by the way? What was his name? Oh, yeah. What was his name? What was his name, Brian?
Jim, get some sleep. You'll be okay in the morning. Love, Penelope Spearhead.
What happened? What happened, Ian Ellis? I am Ian Ellis.
This is the equivalent of doing the spin. If you listen to Red Bar, you'll get the reference.
I want to get on my swivel. Oh, I love you. Oh, I'm jerking off to your face right now. Oh, let me get it.
Oh, we're done. Record, motherfuckers. I'm telling you.
Yeah, baby. Oh, give it to me. Where's your mommy? Where's your fucking mommy? Yeah, have me on, because I'm your entire show.
You called, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. I love watching you actually play Fortnite. Fortnite is the greatest game. Oh, my God. Oh, I love when you play it. Can you keep playing it some more? Oh, daddy.
I'm his daddy now.
Oh, daddy. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh,
I gotta
hit
the dude up.
Ian
that's
Ellis loves you. Ian Ellis is your daddy. I'm the Chicago Mike King, baby. I'm the king of all open mic nights. That's right.
I love it.
I want you to call me the king. I want you to refer to me as Mr. Radio Report. That's what I want you to do. Okay? I just took over your show. Now you can't even get a
I'm
word
letting you talk.
Edgewise, dude. Because I am.
I'm literally I'm typing a DM into my phone and letting you talk, but I guess I can mute you for a minute and let you kind of blow off some steam by yourself or
.net. I want you to go to the improv because I will never be there. But I will be at open mic night at the shitty fucking comedy club down the street somewhere in Walmart or I don't know, but I might need to be in Ellis. I'm the comedy king. I'm gonna be the next fucking Mitch Hedberg. That's right. Oh, I'm so excited right now. I can go right now. Oh, how come you can't handle your alcohol, by the way? Oh, Lord.
Oh, it is, Jimmer.
Why can't you have... Do you have anger issues?
I'm a responsible adult that doesn't...
Your mom one time. I think you put your hands on your mom one time. Isn't that it? Everybody's entertained now. Now you're getting more viewers.
Look at this fucking chat.
The comedy is all here. My name is Ian Ellis, everybody. Check me out at IanEllis.com. I am the Chicago Mike King.
Check out the king of social media on YouTube.
Yeah, whenever there's an open mic night, I'm going to be there. That's right. Whenever there's an open mic night, I, Ian Ellis, will be there.
Yeah, dude, he's lost it.
And I will be square. If I'm not square, I'll be triangle or trapezoid. I don't know, but I will be there somehow, some way. I'll be circular.
How embarrassing.
But I am Ian Ellis. I am the Ian Ellis, the king of fucking Unbleach. That's right. I played that son of a bitch on Bleach because I am the king. My name is Ian Ellis, everybody. I own Unbleach. Unbleach has become my bitch. That's what happened. No. You know what I'm saying? He is my bitch now. And I am Ian Ellis. Don't forget.
High five. High five.
Because in 10 years, I am going to be the next Jerry Seinfeld. That's right. I'm going to be Roseanne Barr. You know how Roseanne just had a reboot? That's what I'm going to be.
Jesus Christ. I am going
to be Roseanne, the reboot.
Dude, you need a writer. You need a fucking writer. Seriously. You haven't made me laugh once.
I'm going to be. I am Ian Ellis. I'm the king. I am able to never be hung.
Just like Howard, he needs a fucking writer.
Everybody is so intrigued by what I have to say because this shithead host doesn't know how to click the hang up button.
Dude, this is a paranoid schizophrenic.
Take over his
this is a paranoid. No, I'm letting you embarrass yourself.
Nobody can hear.
Well, I gotta mute my.
Nobody can hear what he's saying because the king of all open mics has entered the building. Yeah, that's right. I am IanEllis.com. Make sure you go check it out.
Jim or Nam, everybody.
On YouTube. Please go check it out. I just want people to love me for once. I want the radio report to report on this, even though, yeah, I don't know. But you know what? I just made Unbleached my bitch tonight. I made him my bitch for the past few months here. And you know, oh, I miss his brother so much. You know, it sucks that he had an enlarged heart for some reason. I don't know.
Look at,
I own his show, right? I took over his entire show for about 8 minutes and 20 seconds. He has nothing to say because I will not allow him to say anything on his own show because that's, I am the greatest. I am the greatest comic of all time. That's right. I am Ian Ellis. I am Ian Ellis. I rule the world of fucking open mic nights in Chicago or Boston, wherever I'm at.
Jesus Christ.
I get a kick out of it. And I am jerking off to this scrawny little piece of shit. Oh, yeah, with his stupid little poster. He got a stupid little printout poster on.
Oh, that's what it is, hacks versus hacks. He's doing what you fucks did, and you're too stupid to figure it out. He's making fun of you. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's losing his mind. He lost his Klonopin prescription.
Info, Ian Ellis on Facebook. Facebook.com/IanEllis/motherfuckers. Ian Ellis. Patreon.com.
Say it again, please.
/IanEllis. And also Twitter.com/IanEllis. And Instagram.com/IanEllis. Yeah, Ian Ellis is my name. Yeah, and I actually have a great relationship with my mommy, unlike Unbleach. But Unbleach has now become my bitch. That's what has happened. He has turned into my fucking bitch. And now he can't speak because I will not allow him.
I'm letting you talk.
The only way he's going to speak is if he actually hangs up on me. Because
the thing about it is you want me to hang up on you. And I'm at a standstill. When I'm gonna let the chat decide. So chat, I want a one for a hang up, two for let him rant. You got 30 seconds.
He needs to get his clothes right. Yeah, that's right. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He just sits there and he plays Fortnite and he thinks he's
RuneScape.
So cool and talented, and nobody cares. And he talks about these unsolicited or whatever the fuck he talks about, but nobody even knows what he's talking about ever because nobody gives a shit. He talks about content that nobody cares about, nobody wants to watch, and he's so sad in there. But I own him now because I tricked him. I am actually Ian Ellis, ladies and gentlemen. Follow me at ianellis.com.org.info.net. I don't know. Just keep following me because I am the
fucking writer.
I am the fucking king of all open mics. fucking nights, okay? So you're going to see me at the next open mic night. There's a bar over there in Chicago and also Boston, all right? Because I go to the March of Dimes because I'm such a pussy. I go out there and I film myself on my shitty little phone that barely has reception.
Cyclops, it doesn't sound like you at all. You sound like a whiny fucking guy off his medication.
I'm going to pretend like...
Oh, wait, this is a whiny guy off his medication.
My car's not... I'm going to pretend, but this is my show. Welcome to my show, ladies and gentlemen. This
Didn't you just end your show and almost cry? This is your way to redeem yourself.
I am the king of mass. I am the king of...
I am the king of Jimmernam. I am the king of Jimmernation. I have taken over Jimmernation. I fucking own Jimmernation. Jimmer is my little butt boy. He does what I say now.
Just like his brother did when he was alive. When his brother was alive, his brother.
Brother. You never lost anything.
His brother died. The wrong brother died, like I said.
Oof. All right, Jimmer.
His mom is weeping into his pillow right now because she is so upset because every single fucking time this kid comes home, she's like, why did you not die? Why did the
Hex is an idiot. He thinks this is like satire. This is literally a guy fucking losing his mind because he can't keep it together.
Advantage me all the time. This little baby, this little fucking piece of shit. I have to look at his face and wear his Boston Celtics shit, which is stupid because Boston Celtics suck. You know what I'm saying? It's all about Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I'm Ian Ellis.
Celtics, number one team in the East.
Oh, you know, it's all about Michael Jordan. That's what it's about. Let me tell you a story about Michael Jordan, actually, because this is my show.
His father was murdered.
It's a fucking talk show that I own now. I own this talk show.
Yeah, for five more minutes, I guess.
But me, this guy, he's my co-host, and I'm just going to shut him up because I'm just going to talk over.
You're talking on a phone.
That's what I do. I do this all day. I can do it all night. I can do it all day, and everybody's entertained.
I don't think you can do this more than five more minutes.
They are grasping. They are just waiting for the next word that comes out of my mouth.
Dude, he lost his mind.
Came out of your mouth tonight. You know what I'm talking about there, Matt? Oh, Matt, oh, Matt. You know what? IanEllis.com. I want everybody to go there right now. I want you to sign up for the newsletter. I want you to get every single email notification that you get out there. It's all out there, man. I am the king. I am the king of all open mic nights. I am the king of... Unleashed.
Thank you, Ian, yeah.
I am your new master. I... am Matt
Boss. Is that it?
Okay. Do you want to speak? Too bad.
No, I don't want to speak. I want you to talk. Continue. Keep talking. Please.
Continue. You have lost complete control.
I'm going to actually go to the bathroom. Take a week.
Because I have invaded. And now you're going to run away like the pussy that you are. So go ahead and run away because I am going to take over your show. Maybe you should go to sleep and let me take over so that your viewing audience of 10 people or 11 or 12 or 14, whatever you have in there, I'll go ahead and entertain this because I'm Ian Ellis. I am the Ellis. I call myself the Ellis. I'm the Ian Ellis. I am the king of all open mic nights. I am the greatest of all time. And the only time that you're going to have any views is if I come on here because I am the Chicago open mic night. I am everything. Oh, my God. I know I'm bald. I know I wear shitty clothes. I know I look stupid. I know I have a beard belly and I have a gut. But you know what? Who cares? I'm funny. Everybody finds me funny. Everybody loves me. That's who I am. I am Ian Ellis. What do you have to say about that? What do you have to say? Huh? That's right.
Oh, he hung up.
Oh, that's right. I am Ian Ellis. I am the king of all.
Oh, okay. He's
yeah,
still
that's
here.
Right. I am the king. I am the king of all open mic nights. And I have just taken over his entire show. And everybody now is listening to the master. All right. The master of Matt. Because Matt is sitting in there in his little room with his stupid little shoes behind him. How many shoes have you sold? Because I'm sure you sold a ton of shoes to make rent this month. Hello? How many shoes have you sold? I feel sorry for you that you had to go and sell your...
No, I'm just chilling. This guy's crazy, dog.
You wear designer clothes for some reason because you're a chick.
Yeah, hello?
I understand that. I know that is your poison.
You're a shitty biker.
To wear designer clothes because you're maybe...
Yeah, high beast.
Maybe the wrong brother died of HIV. Maybe the wrong brother died of AIDS. Maybe he had an enlarged heart. At least somebody in the family had a heart. But you, my friend, you, my co-host, you are my co-host right now. I have taken the reins.
Hello?
Now you're listening to me. Now people are listening to me. Unfortunately, they can't hear you because all you're doing there is sitting there and learning how master operates. I am your master.
Ooh.
I am your king. And you are a little bitch. I just humbled you.
Ooh.
And you are. Just like
what are you, the Iron Sheik, you
just
faggot?
Like how humble any of the girls. You probably never had a... If you did, I mean,
okay.
Maybe you did.
Yeah, I never had a girlfriend.
I heard. I am hearing that maybe there is some talk out there that you've been trying to creep on chicks on Reddit. Now, who actually creeped? Let's talk about that. Why would you go ahead and with chicks on Reddit?
It's the same as Craigslist, right?
You do it, my sir. Yes, that's right. I am the king. I am Ian Ellis. I am the master. I am the master.
Jimmer, just say that it's you. Stop being a fucking bitch. Every time I called you, I told you who I was. That one time I called.
Because I am the funniest.
Stop being a cunt.
What's your name, by the way? Oh, by the way, what's your name? I don't give a fuck what your name is, because I am your fucking master. You understand? Okay. All right. So now just shut up. Sit there. Try to look pretty. All right. Try to compose yourself. I know you're feeling.
You fucking cried at the end of your show. This is your redemption.
That's right. I am your daddy. You know how you said your daddy left? No, I'm back, baby. The daddy
fuck.
Is back.
You know
your
what I gotta
daddy
do?
Is back. And I am kicking, baby. And I'm going to go over there. I'm going to fuck mommy, okay? I'm going to fuck her for you.
I think he tuned into the baby cry, and that really upset him. So let's play it again for him.
And let you have another fucking brother, possibly.
Okay.
Do you want another brother or sister? What do you want? Do you want a brother or a sister?
Because you would only give sisters because you're fucking...
One more time. Daddy loves you. Hey, son. Son? It's so good to see you one more time, son. Would you forgive me for leaving you? Will you forgive me for abandoning you? Oh, my God. I love you so much. I am the king of all comedy. I am IanEllis.com. I am Ian Ellis. IanEllis.org. God fucking biz. Dot info. Dot fucking shithead. I don't know, but I am the king. Oh, I am the king of open mic nights. We could come over to my open mic night one time so I could bend you over a table and just fuck the shit out of you.
Dude, my chat is fucking crazy tonight.
Oh, yeah. I am your daddy. I'm your daddy, Matt. I'm sorry to break it to you. I know your mom was trying to, hide me from you, but I'm back. I'm back, Matt. Daddy's back. I'm going to take care of you, honey. Oh, yeah. Oh, what kind of clothes are you wearing right now, Matt? I want to make sure I buy you some more clothes. Oh.
Tell me this doesn't sound like this guy.
Exactly.
Shut up, I'm your
there
dad.
You.
I am
Bingo
your
Kenny.
Dad. And you bow down to your daddy. He's back.
Do that.
And he's not going to let you speak because daddy
just
owns
like
you,
Jimmer.
Daddy is back in town. Daddy's coming. He's going to take you to a Boston Celtics
That's
game.
That's kind of gay.
You want to go to New England Patriots game? Is that what you want to do? You want to go watch the Patriots? Aw. I'm sorry they lost, honey. Okay, but daddy's back and everything's going to be okay. I know the Eagles beat the shit out of the Patriots, but I know daddy's back. He's going to make you feel better, okay? All right, so don't worry about rent. I'll pay for rent this month. Okay, honey. Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. You want to go to Disneyland sometime? Huh? You want? What do you like? Do you like Disneyland or Universal Studios? Huh? Which one?
Jimmer,
you
lost your fucking shit tonight.
Oh, you want to go to Legoland? Okay, you know what? I'll take you to Legoland because, you know what? I was such an absent father. I am so sorry. I am so sorry that I fucked you over. I am so sorry. Okay, maybe it was my fault that your brother died. Maybe it was my fault. When I left, okay... Let me just open up right now.
Weren't you in the chat and you said this is boring? Now you're pretty much trying to fucking overrun me. I'm sorry. I got to give him a break. I got to give him a break. I got to just sit here. He's probably got me muted, so let's mute him for a little bit. And do a little chat recap. You all are getting owned. Ooh. We got one guy in the chat who's a Jimmer White Knight. Hacks against Hacks. He's literally the fucking shittiest YouTuber in this fucking chat right now. And we got a lot of them right now. We wanted to derail his show, and now he's pretending to be Ian. And he's trying to get back whatever he lost tonight to us. Yeah, I'll turn him back up.
Okay, I am your daddy. Call me daddy.
He's already said that, so, you know, once he stops repeating himself. May the strongest win. Ooh. I don't think that's going to happen for him. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm going to check my creator studio right quick. Let's turn him back.
Dear, because you are a pathetic piece of shit, but, son, I am going to put you in your place. I am going to teach you how to be a real...
Do it on your show, fag.
Man, you are your cup cold fuck. Yeah, that's right. Oh, it's going to be cold. Great. And you know what? Your mom's going to love it because she's going to be like, you know what? Now, finally, I have a son that actually could go get a real job and go make a living and support himself for some reason, maybe get a girlfriend or a boyfriend. I don't know what you're into. But look, daddy's back home, and he's going to teach you every single way of what our fucking... bloodline knows, man. We are going to fucking prove the world. Ooh. We are going to show them that we are actually men. Yeah, that's right.
You got Alfred today.
I know you live in shitty Boston right now, and I know the only team that you can root for are the Celtics, and they suck. Piece of shit, fuck. And Kyrie Irving doesn't even want to be in that fucking shit town.
Okay.
But unfortunately...
That hurts me so much that you're fucking...
But he wants to make his way over to Chicago. Chicago, because that's where I perform comedy. Yep, I am Ian Ellis. I am your actual dad. So this is breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. If you have been following Unbleach, and I'm sure you haven't because nobody does, but if you have, if you're two or three of those people that watch them live, guess what? Daddy has come home. And Daddy, I'm Mr. Unbleach. Call me Mr. Senior Unbleach.
This guy won't let it go.
This is Unbleach Jr. that you're talking to. Matt is Matt Jr. My name is Matt, too. My name is Matt Ellis. Matt Ian Ellis.
That's He's waiting for everyone to literally leave the chat, I bet.
And go ahead and check out my website once again, ianellis.com, ianellis.net, ianellis.mobi.
Say it again, you repeating ass.
ianellis.info, ianellis.youtube, ianellis.facebook, ianellis.twitter, bitch, fuck, ianellis.gonzo podcast. Oh, by the way, go make sure you check out Gonzo. Gonzo podcast, because I'm going to jerk off to that. Oh, yeah, baby. But Daddy's home. How do you feel? How do you feel that you've been speaking to Daddy for about 24 minutes here? Yeah, I now am going to own all your podcast equipment because
you're
my son, you Junior. Hey, Junior, how you doing? Huh? Can you go wake up Mommy because I'm going to go fuck her real good. I'm going to fuck her. I'm going to get her fucking pregnant, baby. And you're gonna
let the Klonopin kick in. He'll run out of fucking steam real quick.
I promise you won't be defective this time. I promise your brother will not be defective this time. I promise this time he will live. He will not have that enlarged heart. I promise you. Okay? Do you want a brother or a sister? Which one do you want? Huh, Matt?
Can you pretty promise it?
Come on.
Pretty promise. Pretty promise. Pinky swear with a kiss on top.
Shut up, your mom is pussy. This time maybe we could do that. Maybe we could just shove some X and Y's right up in her cunt. How about that, huh? What do you think, pal? What do you think, buddy? Huh? What do you want to do? You want to play? I know I have been absent for many, many years from your life. Do you want me to play catch with you? Do you want me to throw the ball around with you, the baseball? What do you like? Baseball, football, basketball? What do you want to do? You want to shoot some hoops? What do you want to do, Maddie? Huh? I know
Maddie.
I did that with your brother, but unfortunately he's dead, and I loved him more than you.
Ooh.
But, you know, you're the only thing I have.
Are you Ian Ellis or my dad? Which one are you? You're losing your character.
You want to go outside and
you lost your character 20 minutes ago, dude.
You want me to buy your little puppy? Is that what you want, huh, baby? Come on, tell daddy what you need, man. Tell daddy what you fucking need, because I'll give it to you. I'll give you everything, baby. Oh, yeah, you want a little puppy? You want a little kitten? Is that what you want? You want, what do you want? Huh? You want a beta?
Holy shit.
Is that what you want, because you're a beta male? Is that what you want? Oh.
Aren't you the fucking beta male? You did a whole show about it?
All of a sudden, you just sit.
Holy shit.
You just sit there, and you shut your mouth with a stupid little microphone in your mouth. Oh, just like a cock that would be in your mouth. But it's okay, son. I'm back. Your dad is back, and he's going to teach you how to be a real man, okay? So don't worry about it. I know you wore shitty clothes. You think it's designer clothes, and it got you, you know, your rent paid this month. Great job. But you know what? That's not what a real man does, son, okay? So I'm going to teach you how to be a real man. Ian Ellis, oh, yeah, that's me. All right, you can call me Ian Ellis if that turns you on. That's what you need to do, all right? Because I'm your master.
Johnny Frotto, you know what to do. Yeah, that's you.
You listen to every single word that I have to say because it intrigues you. It interests you. The only thing interesting about you is me, right?
You're very interesting.
Because I own you. I fucking pwned you because you're a new blitz. You're a newbie.
Okay. You could have said this on your show like a big man.
All you can play with is with yourself and your little mammy. Oh, what happened today? Okay, did she press your clothes okay? If not, I'm going to have to smack that bitch. I'm going to have to smack your mom. If she's been bad to you, has she been doing your laundry today?
You creep.
Huh? I want to see the video.
This is going on half an hour.
If not, I'm going to have to smack her right upside the head.
I got fucking so many more hours to kill tonight.
Because I will do that before I fuck her, before I bend her over. I will smack her right upside the head, you know, because I don't want her treating our second son, who we didn't want. We wanted the other kid to be
guys,
alive.
Guys, are you bored with this? Guys, come on. I don't want to listen to any more ridicule of me.
I don't want my only son to be neglected anymore because I've neglected him my entire life. I just took off. I was scared. You understand, man? I was scared, man. I didn't know what to do, man.
He won't even talk back. He won't have a conversation. Yeah, there you go. There you go, buddy. Keep talking, keep talking, keep talking. I got him on mute. I got him on mute. I got to have my own thoughts for a second. I'm wearing headphones. It's stressful. He's really getting me, guys. He's hurting my feelings. I need help. Yeah, fucking really?
Me, and I'll do that, you know, and I'll stick my uncircumcised penis right up in there and make sure she gets a big load.
Ooh, Jimmer's uncircumcised.
And you know what I'm going to do, baby? IanEllis.com, by the way. Did I plug my website yet? IanEllis.com, IanEllis.org, RadioReport.com, RadioReport. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me, Ian Ellis, on YouTube. I mean, I am the key. I tricked you. You thought I was Ian Ellis, but I'm actually your daddy.
You're actually Jimmer Nam, who's a fucking... totally lost it tonight. Everybody's laughing at you, Jimmer. I hope you're reading the chat. You're not reading the chat because you're a pussy.
The reason why you have me on for 30 minutes is because you have nothing else going on.
And you ended your show early because of me. No, you're embarrassing your shit right now.
I own you. I pwned you. You wanted this.
Dude, he literally has me muted. So why am I entertaining it? Why am I entertaining it? Just let him burn himself out. He'll eventually think like he talked the whole time. Because he's not watching the live stream. I'll tell you that right fucking now. He's not doing any of that shit. That's sad. A tiny Asian uncut sausage. Oof. Oof. I need a moment alone, man. I need a moment off of that. It's fucking sickening, this guy. It's fucking... we're going on 29 minutes with him. You rambled all day about Jimmer and Sands. You can't hear half hour about yourself. Oh, you're right, you know? Guy repeating himself.
You've never been anything in your life. Because you know what? Let me tell you. I am your dad. I'm your father. So what do you think about that?
You said that six times.
It doesn't matter what you think because I rule everything that you want.
What are you, The Rock?
Because
Jesus.
Nobody wants to listen to you. all that shit about what WEMPF? What the fuck is that, dude? Nobody wants.
Jimmer, how big into wrestling are you? Are you really excited for Ronda Rousey and Stephanie McMahon gimmick match?
Okay, everybody, I got a report on Unsolicited. Let's go ahead and make fun of Unsolicited because nobody knows what that is. But it's a fucking stupid, shitty show, I think, on in Boston or something like that. I'm not too sure about that, man. I don't know. I fucking don't know because I'm fucking Ian Ellis. That's right.
Jimmer, you're going to be the next headline mass shooting. I predict it.
That's right, and I am going to smack your mom.
I think if you had a gun, it would be a horrible tragedy. Jimmer, don't kill yourself tonight, please. Don't. Don't hurt yourself. I promise you, there will be a light at the end of the tunnel. Life will be so much better if you just don't kill yourself. If you just hang in there. If you just stay out of the mental hospital. This is a guy that spent 4 months in a mental hospital. At some point, I gotta do something. I can't fucking let it go on like that forever and ever and ever. Well, it's not gonna go on forever. He's eventually gonna fall asleep from his Klonopins. Whew. I mean, these people love it. So why? Why would I mute this?
That you have, Matt. This is the only. Why would I mute that? That you have right now. This is the only fucking phone call that you had. You've never spoke to anybody longer than 10 minutes. That's your rule, isn't it? Oh, I thought it was like 10-minute rule. Okay, if you can't get anything right, then
all right, you're right. You're right.
All of a sudden, you're.
All right, we're gonna revote, guys. One for hang up, two for let him stay on.
30 minutes. Oh my gosh, going on 32 minutes. You're boring your audience. It looks like
they like you losing your fucking shit.
I'm not sure. I am not sure exactly what's going on with you, but Daddy is home, and you like it. You are so happy that Daddy has finally come back, and he is not neglecting you anymore. He is finally paying attention. Daddy is finally paying attention.
All right, I got a one and a two.
You feel that Daddy is finally paying attention to whatever the fuck you have to say, even though I cut you off because I own you. I mean, I really, truly, you are my slave. You are my bitch. And it's okay. Son, I'm going to teach you how to become a real man because nobody has taught you how to be a real man. Nobody has shown you the way. So I'm going to have to first go home, smack your mom right up to the head because she did not do a good job in raising you. You know why? Because you're still a shithead. You're still a little dickwad that sits in that fucking little room of yours, okay? And, you know, Stan talked about how great your fucking set is. No, it's not great. It's actually shit. And you know what?
Says the guy hiding behind his green screen.
Real setup, okay, Mister. I don't even know who you are, but you know, you're my little son, and I love you so much. You want to go to Las Vegas one time? I'm gonna take you to Las Vegas. We're gonna go to a club. I'm gonna go get you some pussy. I'm gonna go buy you some $300 whores over there. I mean, yeah, you're gonna enjoy it for the first time. You're gonna finally be able to spread a girl's legs and stick your little wiener inside of her, and you're gonna get so much. Oh, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, you might swing the other way. And if that's the case, I'm going to have to smack you upside your head. I might have to kick your ass as my son, Junior, Matt Junior. I need to kick your ass and make sure that you're on the straight track.
Jimmer, please don't hurt yourself.
I don't know exactly what you are, but God damn it, man. I own you. I fucking own you. For 34 minutes right now, I've been owning you.
And I own 3 hours of your show today, so who's winning?
I'm the king, man. I am the king. My name is Ian Ellis, everybody. Make sure you check me out over there in Chicago. I'm going to be doing an open mic night one more time, everybody. Make sure you go over there and show over to 34th Street. That's where I do all my gigs and all that.
This is real, right?
Yeah. That's what I do, right? Yeah. All I do is say the N-word because I'm Ian Ellis. I am the most edgy fucking comic ever. That's all I do is use the N-word, even though I'm like Jewish or white or I don't know what the fuck I am at this point.
They would realize it's not Ian Ellis.
No shit.
I know that I'm balding. That's one thing I know. And I know that I have a fucking dust.
Like, that's
but
it's all good.
Just come
this
on.
Is awesome.
That's what it does. It doesn't matter what he does because it's not Ian Ellis. It's Ian Ellis' manager.
No, now you know how I feel when 73 Mats call fucking Sanzi's show every night.
I No, I have not supported that mommy over there, but I'm going to make sure that I touch her titties. Nuts. When I get home, I'm going to touch her titties.
Dude, this is some serious fucking nerve shit. Like, we really fucking broke this guy. I've never seen a reaction to this. And I've done this to countless individuals. I've had people go to my management at the radio station about shit that I did. I've had people go after a couple other things that I'm affiliated with. Never a fucking lunatic like rambling like this.
More little March of Dimes videos and arrows. Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, go ahead.
I went to a mental hospital once for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And about 30 of it was waiting, and they only talked to me for like, and they asked me some crazy questions.
Yeah.
Like, if you see a bus ad, like, is it talking to you? I'm like, well, I see the ad, so, like, no, does it actually talk to you? I'm like, no, it's a bus ad. And then they're like, oh, so has anyone put a thought in your head? And I'm like,
oh, shit.
I'm like, you mean, like, actually, like told me something? They're like, no. Unscrewed the top of your head and then put a thought in, screwed up. I'm like, you know, I would
my head doesn't screw
on the side of my head.
Yeah, I don't have screws there, sir.
Yeah, I'm like, no. And then they're just like, oh, you're not crazy. You know what they did? They just gave me some Klonopin. They're like, yeah, here, feel this if you ever take this shit, if you ever act like Jim or anything.
Yeah, literally. This guy probably, he didn't take his fucking medication today because he can't afford it.
I never took the Klonopin.
It's the end of the month. He probably abused his supply and he ran out. And,
oh,
and
the
he can't.
Insurance, though. The insurance isn't going to restart until April 1st, so he can't fucking get a re-up until like Monday.
No shit, he's off his meds, dude, and he's drinking wine.
Yeah, well, you know what?
This is a combination.
Listen, no one's responsible for that shit, so I really wouldn't be too worried about his schizophrenic breakdown.
Yeah, I could care less if he fucking offs himself later.
Well, it's like, listen, the man drinks on the air, and he fucking does his show with the cam hose. Like, yeah, he's a schizo, crazy fuck. And then guess what? How about this? Don't start shit with other fucking shows and other people if you can't handle it.
He can't handle it, apparently. You would never see me call into someone else's show, ever, because of this type of shit. Crazy people do that type of thing.
Yeah, how about don't give out don't give out fucking listeners' phone numbers on the air, Jimmer, if you don't want people to fuck with you.
Yeah, don't fuck with people. Don't go after Gonzo's podcast or whatever they are. You know, I think he went after those guys. Like, that's when I saw him at his worst. I was like, this guy, there's something about him that's off. There's something about him.
I have no idea what the fuck Gonzo is.
Me either.
I'll be honest, but...
Me either, but I guess he worked for this place, and he has a huge resentment against him. I only bring him up because he did kind of what I do on them, where he watched their show and fucked with them.
But it's like,
and he did it terribly.
What does he want, though? What is he still on the line?
Yeah, you want me to turn him up?
Yeah,
I'm Ian Ellis, baby. IanEllis.org. IanEllis.
Yeah, he's still going.
Yeah, baby, that's right. I am your dad.
And that's the delusion too. He's like, yeah, I'm your daddy.
You know what?
You're right, Jimmer. You are, because you really helped me expose you. Like, you did all the work for me.
Yes.
I didn't have to do shit. I just sat here at my desk.
Yeah, it's like, Jimmer. Oh, yeah. Can you bring it back up for a second?
Dude, why did you hang up?
Huh?
I just want to hear him again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna teach you how to fucking react to shit. Because you're such a big pussy. You're such a little baby. Oh, you know. Daddy's got to come in there and make.
Dude, this is sadness, too, because I'm off my meds, too, tonight. And I'm completely fine. Like, I haven't smoked pot all day.
Listen, I take fucking medication, right?
A lot of people do. There's nothing wrong with that.
It helps. I'm a regular fucking guy.
It's a human condition. We all get depressed. We all get sad. We all get fucking, you know, crazy.
Well, here's the thing is, I've only ever had anxiety problems. Like, I never had, like, I call it crazy, but, like, psychiatrists, they don't call it crazy, right?
I self-implode. Like, I'll just stop talking to people. That's what I do. I wouldn't do something like this.
No, I've never been like this.
I would never act out in such a way that it embarrasses me the next day.
I, I used to see a psychiatrist, and she used to tell me, you know, you're not crazy. And I'm like, yes, I am, because, you know, I can't handle fucking, you know, I used to get panic attacks like Jimmer. And she'd be like, no, like, there's actually crazy people. She's like, you're not that fucking crazy. She's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, you're like 1 or 2. And then I'm like, well, who's a 10? And she's like, yo, you gotta understand, there are motherfuckers that are like, they don't take their meds, and they become Jimmer now. And I, you know what the thing was? I never fucking saw who a 10 was. Like, I knew she's a doctor, so she's seen a lot of crazy shit.
Yeah.
She used to be like, she's like, yo, I used to, like, work at a hospital. She's like, trust me, you're not fucking crazy. And I never knew what crazy is, and I'm like, oh, this is beautiful.
We literally just saw the case study of what crazy is.
Yeah, because it was such a foreign idea. Like, I have fucking panic attacks.
Yeah, I've had a couple since my brother passed. Ever since my brother passed, I've had more anxiety. I've had a couple panic attacks.
It's normal.
It is, because you're feeling emotion. You're being human. You're not shut off to reality.
Well, here's the thing. You had panic attacks because your brother died, right? Like, mine pretty much just came out of nowhere. It was just, it's something that runs in my family.
Yeah.
And they just came out of nowhere. But, you know, like, Jimmer is like, this is the shit?
Dude.
Made fun of your fucking podcast?
This is a night terror. This guy is in his sleep right now saying all these words.
Jesus Christ.
It has to be.
I'll have panic attacks, but I don't, I would never, you know what the worst part about Jimmer is too?
Yeah.
The fucking fact. The thing that annoys me is how he goes on the air, and he has an entire show dedicated to how I panic. I would never fucking do that.
Me either. It's ammo for the fucking trolls. It's ammo for my enemies. You know.
Yeah.
I'm candid with my audience, but to a point, not to a fault. He's to a fault.
No, listen, I have no problem talking about anxiety and all this shit because I deal with it, right? But I wouldn't even care if they even knew. Like, I wouldn't care if he, you want to bring him back up for a second? I just
sure.
Like to.
I just don't know. I mean, I try to go to every single fucking open mic night, but I just fail all the time. I'm just a piece of shit. I'm balding.
He thinks he's succeeding by being on the line for 42 minutes.
That's all I want.
He thinks this is a marathon. It's a fucking... I mean, he thinks this is a sprint. It's a marathon, motherfucker.
We're getting Ian Ellis plugs out there.
Yeah.
We're getting, you know, unbleached plugs out there. Like,
dude, I gained 10 subscribers today just by streaming.
Yeah, because they're... And the best part... We have to send this to the cam girls. I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm going to clip it. I need my editors. I'm telling you, I need a couple guys. I will fucking... Once we get the ball rolling, dude, you'll get compensated. But you gotta be good at what you do. I don't want no fucking hacks against hacks videos. I don't want no clickbait videos. Those are all low quality.
Okay, this is nice, though. I like this. I like that. I can't believe this was enough to break him.
Dude, it was too easy, honestly.
Like, if you, this, here's the thing I'm really thinking. If you're like this, you can't fucking, you shouldn't be having shows. You can't.
Yeah, and one more thing I gotta pile on to that. He's exposed the fact, like, he's unstable.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, those cam girls, how are you going to... How they can, there's nothing they can say to this that makes it go, well, you know, he's just a good guy. He's not a good guy.
Nope.
He's not.
Nope. There's a reason why that wife left. There's a reason why he's not allowed to see his children. There's a reason why his dog was taken away. There's a reason why he moved, and he's not telling you any of that.
Yeah, like, dude, fucking, I actually thought, it's crazy, it's hard for me to even have sympathy, because I'm like, I used to think I was fucked up, and I, you know, it's just, and now I'm like, no, there's actual people out there that are like this, and I'm like, I figured it out, for the most part, I figured it out. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah. I'm glad you got to some self-realization by studying this case study.
Well, not because, look, I study psychology. Like, that's what I pretend to do while I don't work at FedEx. But
it's a hobby right now.
Well, pretty much.
It's,
I mean,
an interest.
Listen, the school's on strike. What am I going to do, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, this fucking guy, This is I never. It's so different when you read about psych, or you're fucking in a biology class, and like, well, this is why it causes, you know, anxiety is caused by an excess of this hormone. Da 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 da.
Oh, Can I read this off real quick? Fire Jason cool. Kidd brings up a real good point. Don't start taking meds. It makes you worse. All drug pushers are there to get you hooked. Big pharma or local crack dealer, same shit. I agree. I think if Jimmer was smoking like 3 blunts while this happened, he wouldn't give a fuck. He wouldn't be crying on my phone like this.
Matt doesn't know how to afford a blunt anymore because he needs to try to get his rent together next month. And so you notice he doesn't smoke.
Jimmer, stop talking about my life when yours is literally in the gutter.
Jimmer, did you take your meds to make
serious? Afford any weed. See everybody.
I'm holding out just because, you know, being a little frugal.
He's going to fall asleep eventually, punch himself out. But, you know, like, I was really lucky that the psychiatrist that I got to see, that she didn't push meds on me right away.
Right. I never went to anybody that could give me drugs. I think that was my smart decision in life. Because I should have been put on at least some sort of ADHD thing when I was a kid. People thought I was hyperactive and shit.
Oh, they did the same thing to me, too. But, look, my anxiety came from fucking. So yeah. It's hard for me to go, oh, just smoke a blunt. But, you know, for a lot of people, it works. But for some other people, it doesn't. And the problem is you have guys like Jimmer who they're not going to go see a psychiatrist. They're not going to see a doctor. They're not going to do any of this shit. And they're walking around crazy. And it's
yeah. Jimmer. These are the guys that go into schools and shoot them. These are the same guys going to churches and do the same shit. These are people that kill their families and then themselves. They're horrible people.
You know what they are, and the problem is we're supposed to have compassion for them. And it's
not when they go off their meds, not when they fucking are potential hazards to society.
Yeah, I have compassion for them to an extent. Like, look at me. I know that if I don't take my fucking anxiety medicine, I get feeling sick, I fucking can't go to work, I can't go to school. It's like, I have stomach problems.
You don't
want to
get out of bed.
I have stomach problems, because, gastro, whatever. My esophagus is all fucked up. You know what I do? I take my fucking stomach medicine. It's fine.
Yeah, that's what did Kurt Cobain in.
I tried to not take that shit for a while. Yo, I got the worst heartburn of, like, ever, man. So you know what I do? I make sure I'm on top of my medicine game. It's just another thing I have to do, which is annoying, but, you know, you don't get to be Jimmernab. Jimmernab's fucking, he really is fucking crazy. Yeah, we bring him up again?
Yeah, let's see what he's saying. Oh, no, he's listening to us. Hi, Jimmer.
Oh, shit, he's listening.
Or he put the phone down or something, because he just, like, got tired.
You know, I thought I heard him there. Jimmer, do you have a fucking psychiatrist or some type of social worker that you can see?
You know, there's a $30 a week text line. You could text your therapist or FaceTime them and get your problems out.
Do you need help? Do you have health insurance? Like, you should really think about just checking yourself in, bro. You are not right. This is crazy.
This needs to.
And what are your cam girls going to say when they hear this?
Yeah, are you going to have co-hosts after this tonight? I don't think so.
Yeah, and maybe you shouldn't make fun of that guy that you say is retarded. Maybe you shouldn't when you're, you know, doing this.
Yeah, you're literally.
It doesn't really make you look like the compassionate human being you fucking pretend to be. You seem to be a little bit more of a projecting asshole. Pretty fucking simple.
He repeats himself.
If you don't, like, yo, if he don't want this life, don't be about this life, Jimmer.
Yeah, don't get on the air and fucking say you're the king of all social media. Don't fucking.
Don't
motherfucker. I'm now the king of social media. All of social media. I own social media land.
Yeah, like, Jimmer, just fucking stop it. We are willing to let all this go.
If you delete your channels and say goodbye for now.
We're going to let all the cameras
go. Hold on, guys. I got something to tell you. One second.
But
just hang out.
Jimmer.
Just hang out for a bit.
Oh, Jimmer's fucking back.
Hang out for a bit.
His schizophrenic break is over. Oh, shit. He's going to blow his head off.
Hang out for a bit.
Dude, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it, please, Jimmy.
Hang up.
Just hang up. Hang up, then he can't.
No. Oh, you're a pussy now. You're a pussy.
Oh,
no, Jimmer, why did you call
me? Yeah, you're a little pussy, aren't you?
Jimmer, it's not even Ian Ellis is doing it, you fucking goof.
You're a little tiny pussy, aren't you?
But you don't drink on your fucking medication.
Yeah, you shouldn't drink wine on Klonopin. Benzodiazepine is one of the most deadly narcotics on the fucking street right now. And you take it literally in 60 milligram doses.
I used to work with this guy who used to drink while he would take his fucking medication. And nothing pisses me off more than that. Jimmer, guess what? Drinking's not for you. I don't drink. Okay, I don't. Drinking's not for you. Yeah. Stop drinking on your fucking medication. You're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah, and he's the same guy who told me, oh, you couldn't handle your booze, huh? That's why you quit drinking. Yes. No, I'm a responsible adult.
How about this, Jimmer? How about this? Don't call back into this fucking show with your whole group of people on if you don't want to get fucked with.
Oh, it's Discord. I can hear the Discord.
Oh, okay.
So he was doing a Discord little performance for all his retards as well.
Okay, good. It's just like,
dude, let him have some sort of dignity at the end of the day, because we totally stripped him of that when he signed off of his show today.
Jesus.
So he needs to have some sort of like, oh, I got a little bit back, I think.
Oh, good, yeah.
You know, I'm not totally fucking defeated. Because people were in our chat going, wow, that really was easy, huh?
Well, I don't understand. Well, why did he do this not with his whole crew? Like,
yeah, and why do I have 20 people in my chat at fucking 4 a.m. in the morning?
I can't believe
it. I'm compelling, huh?
Yeah. Like, fucking he...
Phone the moaning, and I'm zoning. They say I'm possessed. It's an omen.
I just don't understand any of that. Like, what was the point of this? I mean, other than the Ian Ellis plugs, which were very...
Yeah, we need more of those.
I appreciate
it. I'm trying to play a package at the end of the show and beginning where it just features Ian and his website.
Yeah, like, just fucking... Just, how about you do your own show? You pretend to be Jimmer. You be Jimmer, and then we don't fuck with you.
Wait, hold up. Does. Cyclops is in the chat. He's going, ooh, 2-1 against 1. Not right. Well, I'm kind of...
Right, hang up then.
No, don't hang up just yet. Don't hang up just yet. He wouldn't let me talk.
Jimmer had 4-1, so...
Yeah, he went 4-1.
And he always does that. He never fucking has his people shut the fuck up when he tries to go after people.
And he didn't call in to have a dialogue. He called in to fucking yell and scream like a manic fucking depressing case that he is.
He's shook is what they call it.
He's got a lot of fear running his life. That's why he ran away from wherever he was. That's why he stayed in a roach motel and ate crackers and tuna for fucking 3 weeks. While his dog ate fucking like actual food.
I did that once recently when I was waiting for insurance money because I was fucking sick.
That usually happens too when you get evicted from an apartment and you can't get another one for the next month.
Yeah, Jesus, Jimmer, like try being homeless. It's not that fucking bad.
Yeah, dude, if I had a car, I would have lived in it, especially in Los Angeles. Holy shit, the fun I could have.
The fucking you don't have to worry about. We're from the Northeast, like we got to worry about possibly freezing at night. Jimmer just gets to fucking.
You could sleep on the beach in LA.
Yeah, like there's a lot of
Venice Beach is like the homeless capital because they live in style, baby.
It's better to live in homelessness in fucking LA than it is to be renting in New York City.
Fuck yeah, go subscribe right now to Burger Planet on YouTube. The guy lives in a van and he IRL streams from his phone. He's great.
Okay. Oh, it's Discord. Hey, everybody.
Hi, douchecord.
Jimmer, can we get an Ian Ellis plug?
Are there any Ian Ellis news today?
You know what? If Jimmer wants to just do a show, we'll be your co-host. You get rid of all the hoes and the retards. Seriously, I'll do it. I'll fucking do it with you, Jimmer. I don't really care. I got nowhere to be right now. Just fire it up. Get the Jimmer Nation going. We can get
Yeah, we'll chat. Call it the Unbleached Nation now.
Yeah, what are you going to do, Jimmer? Come on, Jimmer. Jimmer!
Jimmer, say something. I think he's dead.
Okay.
All right, Jimmer. Well, it was nice knowing you, man. I'm glad your show's over and whatnot.
Jimmer, delete the channels. What?
This is chaotic.
He's just yelling, though?
I don't know. I can't really hear anything. And I got headphones on.
He was yelling something there, something... I hope he's live streaming this.
Yeah, is he live still?
Jimmer, oh, sorry. Ian,
wait, Ian Ellis.
Wait. No, hang on a second. Maybe he only responds to Ian Ellis now. He kept saying it's Ian Ellis. Ian Ellis! Ladies and gentlemen, oh my God, Ian Ellis! Ian Ellis!